Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Second segment, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, old school, little NFL talk here.
Before we get to NFL, we were just talking about a thing, and it's on my list. Husker basketball. Are you covering the Huskers basketball this season? Is that a thing you need to do? They said, no. We haven't talked about it on air, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, but Husker, no. No, I'm not. I'm good. Okay. I leave that to the street.
Okay. I just want to be sure. All right. I got to ask. There we go.
The games ain't started yet.
We're
trying to make a bowl game here. The basketball team, they made the NCAA. Let football live, man. Damn. You guys have begged for it all offseason. We on 8 games in the season. You already turned the page, man. Be patient.
They came to me. I'm like, wait a minute. Let me just talk to Austin and Strick and Jay. Let me find out what the deal is so we know what we're doing. And you know, we'll
if they got a company credential, I'll go if I need to, but doubtful. Yeah. You know, the NFL is just you got trade deadline coming up. There's going to be a lot. Hassan Reddick came back after holding back. He got $21 million of fines just waived, which is great. There's going to be some movement towards the end. Teams are going to try to make some moves to try to catch Kansas City. Kansas City is just waiting in the wings to keep just beating people up because that defense is dominating. The offense is going to catch up. So these trades are made for playoffs. You trade for Deontay Johnson is to give Lamar Jackson as many weapons as possible because now they feel very comfortable with the running attack with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. And Mark Andrews coming back with likely. They're going to be a problem. So what they're trying to stretch you horizontally as much as possible. And so that trade is interesting. In the sense of obviously they traded, I think he was at Carolina. Carolina's obviously in the tank mode.
Well, he started with Pittsburgh. Then he goes to Carolina. Now to Baltimore.
He probably like, I can get the hell out of here. And now he's you talking about going from, I guess, the executive suite in Pittsburgh to the outhouse in Carolina to the mansion to Baltimore. He's definitely, living his best life. And there'll be some more trades, but really the NFL is, it's Kansas City, and then everybody is second. And I what the best part is?
Well, they trade for Josh Uche. They get more edge rush help, just what that defense needed.
Yeah, Kansas City, the guy had 11 and a half sacks a year ago, and he was injured. Yeah, we're going to get him on the cheap. And that was after the Patriots. Well, the Patriots are fire-sailing anybody that has a heartbeat and a pulse because they let Matthew Judon go to Atlanta for next to nothing. And so the Kansas City and those guys, but I'm going to tell you the best, I guess, social media, loop that you've seen. All the different angles of the Commanders and the Bears. Hail Mary. There's one I got sent where they were in that end zone. Those fans were in the end zone. There was two Bears fans. And they were they were yucking it up. They're like, they were like, look at us. Oh, you know, this is what we need. Had all these chants. And then they had a great view of the Hail Mary. It happened. And then literally the dude's face was like, he saw a ghost. Then they had the sister up there from the Washington Commanders. She's like, you all right, baby?
He couldn't talk. He had nothing to say.
Yeah, you know, listen, I can tell you this. I can tell you from experience, you know, we'll get back up on time. I played when I was in Houston, we played Buffalo one time, and I got a horse collar call, which I wasn't too upset about. It looked like a horse collar. It wasn't. It was against Travis Henry. He kind of like ducked his head, and I grabbed him by the name, you know, on the back of his jersey. That's just playing football. I had to tackle him or he would have scored. But then I got a taunting penalty, right? And I was, the second guy always gets it. Well, we busted a coverage twice, cover four. They hit us with a bang eight, skinny post. Booze were going, right? You know, at that time, I was a starter, but, you know, there's a possibility I could get cut. You know, I would have been all over. And I was, you know, what was the great part about it? There was not a lot of social media then. So I would, you know, only thing was just radio, right? And Dom had his show. NFL Network was just in the infancy stages. So I wasn't on blast. Plus we were Houston. You know, we weren't going anywhere, right? So I got a little bit of a reprieve there. This dude here, that Stevenson, the only thing that saved him is where he got drafted. Second round pick, had a lot of money invested in him. Depending on where he went in the second round, his signing bonus is close to $1 million. Base salary is probably close to that right now. He does have a lot of talent. He's a starter.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
If he was I'm assuming how he went about his business all game long, pregame, getting into it with fans and all that, I'm sure he's missed a few meetings. So he's probably been on thin ice, but luckily, and he probably knows his draft status and where he got drafted is the reason why he's still employed. But he's a good young player. I think he's a very, again, immature player. And that's what you get a lot.
And this is kind of that make or break moment, right? He used up his free pass. Now how he responds will be the tale of his career.
Yeah, he can't be late for a plane ride. He can't miss a meeting. He is either gonna, you know, sink or swim for him, at least with the Bears. But from what everybody says, they say he's a great teammate. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know what he was thinking from the start of the game or not. You know, the football guys got him.
Big time.
Yeah.
Like, there's got him, and then there's what happened to him. Like, that's next level.
I just couldn't
believe. To be dancing, to be the one that actually makes contact with the ball and tips it? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Hate that for you.
But the best part,
full Seinfeld. Hate that for you.
All right. Hey, let me ask you guys this before we go to break. And then in the short segment, we'll do a little World Series and stuff to see if you think the Dodgers are going to close them out. But I want to ask you this about Tua real quick. He came back. Now, obviously, that's his choice. What do you guys think about him not fully strapping up all of his straps for his chin strap? So, I mean, do you think that was on him, like shooting in the, you know, he pushed back on everybody. But now when you're super, you know, concussion prone and you're out there and don't have your chin strap, no mouth guard, like what do you guys think?
That tells me you don't understand. That we understand that the mouth guard, the bite down effect and what it does to protect the way your brain rattles if there's contact, or the way that your brain reacts inside your skull. From running, from throwing, the torque required to do all the things. And the helmet strap, the chin strap, again, firms, reduces some of the impact from anything to your brain and how your brain handles it. And then to think that you're smarter than the doctors. Listen, I know that we're in the era of humanity where we believe we're smarter than the experts at everything. We know better. But there's a team doctor and there's a head coach. And there's an owner and there's a coordinator and a quarterback coach who could all say, hey, bro, let's not do that. Let's not do that. So, yeah, it's if it's storming, if there's lightning or a tornado hurricane outside and Austin decides he's going to climb that tree out there. Me is in a position of authority. Nah, dog. Nah, dog. Hey, AO, I'm gonna need you to come down, bro. you got a wife and kids to think about. You know what? Come on down.
Yeah, well, I just thought that was I don't know if you guys caught that. He it was real brazen. And it's unfortunate for him, because He seems like the type of guy that's going to try to put he gets a couple games in, he's going to think he's sweet again, and he's going to get put to sleep.
Yep.
And
sadly,
seems like he's a pain freak.
We've gone through this. Well, we've seen it. Well, we have more information too.
You got to think about some of the great players that hung him up early because of a concussion. Luke Kuechly, at the top of his game, and I saw him in the Charlotte. Patrick Willis. I saw Luke Kuechly in the Charlotte airport. My man is 185.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
He looked like a straight librarian. Oh, yeah.
Spending that time in.
No, he's probably about 200 because he was a big. Yeah, but he's definitely thin.
No.
Time. Yeah.
Right? That when you go to the NFL alumni, right? You go to the alumni weekend.
Yeah.
And you see people. And you see how they're living. And you see what they're going through.
Yeah, it's quick, man.
Come on.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for him, so I wish him all the best, but that was definitely alarming the way that, and I just wonder if he's just not even thinking, if it's not even him.
You can't, I mean, yeah. It's a window, and some of it's cultural, and some of it's the belief that, you know, you're generational, changing your family.
He's got, his money ain't going nowhere.
Well, but I mean, that's the thing. It has to be presented to him in a way that, listen, the machismo has to be put down. The ego has to be put down. Like, do what's best. We need, if you head of the table, then you got to act like you head of the table. Don't send you into a battle without weapons, man. You go home, take care of yourself. It'll be all right. It'll be all right.
Yeah, man, that's tough. Anyways, we'll take a quick break, come back, get our picks for tonight, if it's going to be closed out or not. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.